did you build this team to be tough like this?
Well, first, I just want to thank the players and the coaches on their toughness, on their resolve, on their fight. Did what we had to get done. You know, we needed stops in the second half. We needed drives in the second half. I want to thank them. Also, I can't possibly tell you how much winning the George Halas trophy means to me personally. And I just thank the players and the coaches on this team for getting that done.
My question was the second one.
I thank them for their toughness and their resolve.
This
is anytime you win a game like this, it's a team effort. Everybody does a little. It adds up to be a lot. This one built by any one person. Tremendous win for us. Showed the heart and resolve of the team. And we'll move on with, continue in our humility and be ready to play another game in 2 weeks.
How do you account for the first half you guys couldn't stop them and the second half you guys
shut out? We needed to cover better and rush better in the first half. And they were doing a perfect job. Matt Ryan and his receivers were perfect. Julio Jones and Gonzalez and White throwing the balls where only they could catch them. It was perfection. What we needed stops. We needed to rush the passer, and we started rushing him better in the second half, and getting our hands on balls. Their pass game was what was hurting us, and what we needed to get stopped in the second half, and we got those critical stops with the two turnovers, and then the stop at the end. Yes, at times.
What were you thinking down 0-17?
Coming out at halftime, offense had to look at it like a shootout, and the defense, we had to get stops any way we could get them.
Coaching in the NFC Championship game last year help you this year?
Possibly.
So, given everything, how comfortable were you there in those last few minutes?
Boy, if you just phrase that with a different word, comfortable, comfort, it's just a word that just is not in football lexicon. You never are. And so it's a, we rose up there at the end. That was a great finish for our defense. They put an exclamation point on the game and got the stop.
Bouncing back from interceptions, both touchdown drives. He bounced back from 2 17-point deficits both times he did these touchdown drives. Is that similar? Is that the same thing that you're mentioning?
I don't know. He just played great. He played great. I don't even know the words to say it. It was a great performance by the quarterback and many others. Everybody chipped in on this one. Played their hearts out, and thank you to them.
Were they playing him to run? Is that what opened up some other stuff?
Yes. That created some other opportunities in the pass game and the running game for our running backs.
What did you think of him, his attitude, his move through this tough, certainly opening moment of this game?
Well, he just competes like a maniac all the time. In practice, in games, it's always the same, from when I'm looking in through the face mask, that's what I see a guy doing. I really believe he'll be in the Hall of Fame someday. He is one of the greatest competitors I've ever met. Tremendous performance by Frank.
I saw a lot of you guys go right to Justin once the game was over. Yeah. Did you think about him right when the game was over? Did you see that celebration?
On the field? No, I didn't see it on the field.
Do you think about him when he's
yeah, this is wonderful. Thank you to Justin on behalf of the San Francisco 49ers. Everybody should have a Justin Smith. Everybody should. I'm glad we do.
It was an easy decision to have Crabtree act on
myself. Yes.
Given the investigation, did you guys look into it, or does that not matter at this point?
I have no comment on that. We support Michael as our teammate. That process will play out.
Where are you going to watch the next game?
Anywhere I can. And, you know, very much rooting for the Ravens. I want to thank my parents, Jack and Jackie Harbaugh. And go Ravens. All right. Thanks a lot. Yeah, they know it. I mean, they know to compete, and that's what they do. You know, I think winning the George Halas Trophy again, that is a huge accomplishment. It's another flag, another trophy. You want to win as many trophies as you can, and flags. So it does validate our team. Winning this game, and we said at the start of this, there's three Super Bowls to win, and we've won two so far, and now we have another one in 2 weeks.
Jim, I don't know if you were asked this, but your reaction after the replay showed that you really thought that it was going to be reversed. What kind of information did you have? Whenever did you see it on the big board?
Yeah, saw it on the big board. Saw the ball on the ground. Saw the ball move, and the referee told me the same thing, that the ball was on the ground, it moved, but he had control of the ball. So I don't know how those two things happening could be a completion.
Last one, guys. You didn't play in a Super Bowl, but getting there as a head coach, feel just as good as you think about it if you thought they were a player?
Feels pretty darn good. Feels pretty darn good. And, again, thank you to our players and coaches for making this happen.